come in.
Yes, yes, you're a little early, but it's fine. Come in. Yep, shut the door. Have a seat. No, no, anywhere is fine. Just give me a minute here. What? Yes, yes, fine. Sit on the couch if you'd like. All right. And done. So, do you have your paper with you? The one you needed help with? Okay, let me see it. No, no, I'll just have a quick read of it. Won't take long. Okay. Let me see. Okay, yeah. There's... Okay, that's there. Yeah, and... Yes. Okay. Yep, and then we've got... Okay. And... Where is... okay. That's lacking. And I think... This could be... okay. So this is... Well, it's better than last week. But I'm afraid it's still not quite there. I mean, it's a fine paper. Your thesis is clearly outlined, but it's lacking something. You know, there's no passion. You know, there's no intrigue. Yeah, yes, I know it's a research paper. Facts are key, yeah. But there has to be something more than that. Now, I don't see any passion in your words, and I definitely don't feel like you really know your way around the subject. It's not the calibre of work I expected from you. Well, in my lectures, you speak with such intent. And here it seems almost... mindless. No, 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 it's not that you won't pass. It's fine work. It's just not great. And I know you can do better. You know, it's missing that... something extra. The thing that takes it from good to great. It's just not in here. Mind if I sit? All right. Look, I want to show you... here, in this sentence, you're highlighting the most recent set of statistics. No, yeah, that's fine. Move closer. Do you see what I'm talking about? Right here. Well, if you added in something... No, not sentimental, but something that tugs at people's emotions. Something that makes the stat more than just a number. If you add that, that is what would make a world of difference. Exactly. And, here, yes. I think before you dive into this whole mess of theory... You need something to prepare the reader. It's kind of like... Okay. Anytime you want to drop a theory, one that will make the reader think for more than just a fleeting moment, you have to really capture their attention. Wait, what are you doing? Taking off your sweater because it's hot in here? No, I don't think... No, look, I'm not sure what idea you have about this meeting, but I... No, I don't think this is... Well, yes, I'm distracted now. Why? You're sitting so close to me, taking off your sweater. It's clear that you're not wearing a bra, and Your hand is on my knee. No, no, it's not that I don't like it. That's not the point. This isn't appropriate. Oh, no, at all. I'm meant to be helping you, and you're... Look, you scheduled this meeting so I could help you with your paper, correct? So you also wanted to talk to me about something else? Something personal? Okay. What is it? You're nervous? Okay, it's okay. Of course. Of course you can be honest with me. Nothing you say leaves this room. You have a confession? Okay. You have a crush on a professor, and you aren't sure what to do about that. Yes, I know. I know. Well, I think it's obvious. So no, you don't have to get specific. Yes. Of course. Of course I've noticed. How could I not? Well, I mean, you haven't exactly been subtle, have you? The way your eyes follow me long after I've called on you to answer a question in class? And the way you twirl your hair when I come by your desk, and those short little skirts you insist on wearing, even when the lecture hall is freezing. Yes, I've noticed. I've noticed all year how you've been trying to get my attention. Of course I knew what you were doing. What your intentions were, and what your intentions are now. Do I what? Do I want it? It's not about what I want. We can't... You know there are certain rules, standards that must be upheld. Yes. You know I do. You want to hear me say it? Yes, I want you. I've always wanted you. Yes, I've noticed your flirting and your teasing, and I haven't done anything about it because I like it. I know. No one has to find out. No, we shouldn't do this. Oh, you're such a bad girl, tempting me like this, on school property as well. That was your intention for this meeting, wasn't it? To get me alone in my office and make your move? And what am I going to do about it? I certainly could do something about it. Show you that you shouldn't go around trying to seduce your professors. Do you want that? You want your professor to teach you a lesson? To punish you for being so needy and obvious? Get up. Yes. Over to the desk. That's it. Put your hands in front of you, on the surface. Good. Good, just like that. How should I discipline you? What should I do to you for being such a tease? Look straight ahead. Spread your legs apart for me. Good. I want you to lean over the desk, flat across the surface, and keep your feet planted where they are. Yes. Now you are going to remain right here in this position. No matter what happens, you're going to stay just like that. Are we clear?
Say yes, Professor. Good.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.